After 19 years of service, Dillingham's Senior Assisted Living Center, Grandma's House, is closing this summer. Community members voiced their concerns at a recent city council meeting.
I really, truly believe that our community can and must support the board, the staff at Grandma's House, and the residents.
You know, I thought about what Dillingham would be like if there were less services available, and I guess all I really want to say is it doesn't say much about a community that doesn't protect, other people have said, vulnerable adults and those that need our help.
People are concerned that they're going to have to quit their jobs to take care of their parents. People are concerned that they're going to have to send their parents away to Palmer, to Anchorage, and then never, pretty much send them away to die, and that's not what people want to do.
This isn't an easy subject for any of us. We had to analyze things and make some tough choices.
That's Chris Napoli, a member of the Senior Assisted Living Board. Grandma's House is struggling to keep workers on staff. The current administrator is also resigning for personal reasons. Grandma's House President Rose Loria says workers are failing to show up for their shifts. There is a lack of applicants, and potential hires are falling through due to barriers in the hiring process.
All of them really care a lot for the elders, but it's hard work. It's backbreaking work. You just don't have enough staff to help with the mobilization of the elders. It's just a combination. That's, you know, the catalyst at this point.
Grandma's House is currently home to 12 elders. Loria says they have 12 workers on staff, but that's not enough to provide proper care.
The level of acuity of the elders determines how well you can take care of them with the staffing numbers that you have. And right now we have, I think, 3 elders that have higher acuity than others.
But a diminishing staff is not the only issue. Loria says the cost of operating Grandma's House from utilities to payroll is around $500,000 a year. She says Grandma's House struggled to get on the state billing system this year. The delay backlogged billing for 4 months. Consequently, they have struggled to receive state Medicaid choice waivers and payment from residents. The Bristol Bay Housing Authority supports the Assisted Living Center's payroll. It was hit with a 25% federal budget cut. Loria says this means they no longer have the funds to support Grandma's House.
I just read a letter today about Medicaid holding back any further payments to anyone if a budget isn't passed. That's going to be a big deal. If we're not getting our Medicaid choice waiver payments and our general relief payments, and the Housing Authority can't carry our payroll. If it wasn't for the Housing Authority, we would have been closed. Probably we opened in 2000. We would have easily been closed by 2003.
The future for assisted living in Dillingham remains a topic of discussion, one that Napoli, a member of the Senior Assisted Living Board, plans to explore this summer.
There's some financing that was tied to Grandma's House, so we need to understand what the impacts are to what the facility can be used for in the future. The city of Dillingham had always hoped that that would be some type of elderly care or senior services, and so we'll be looking at those options here in the next month.
Grandma's House residents will have until September 5th to relocate. The Assisted Living Center will remain open until then, but it could close sooner if residents find new homes before that date. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.